This week's parasha is Parashat Shmini, and we're going to be reading it together with the last of the four parashot that we add, Parashat HaChodesh. Happens to be that the date that the Parashat Shmini is discussing happens to collide with Parashat HaChodesh. Vayi b'yom haShmini kara Moshe l'Aaron ulevanav ulezikne Yisrael. What eighth day are we referring to? So the Midrash and Rashi refer to, of course, to the Yom HaShmini of the Miluim. That's simple. The eighth day of the Miluim. There are 7 days in which we read in last week's parasha, Parashat Tzav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was working the Mishkan to get it prepared, to get it ready. And on the eighth day of this seven preparation day, these 7 days of preparation, is the day where they're going to be chonech the Mishkan. They're going to open up the Mishkan, as if a ceremony in which the Mishkan is going to open. And this is the eighth day. What is the eighth day, though, in the calendar? When does this actually happen? So the Mefarshim argue amongst themselves whether or not the eighth day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in which case the Shivat Yimei Miluim began, what day? The 23rd of Adar, which is this Tuesday. This Tuesday will be the 23rd of Adar. Or is Beyom HaShmini referring to the eighth day of Nisan, in which case it all started in Aleph Nisan. Rashi is adamant that it's the eighth day of Rosh Chodesh. It's referring to the eighth day to the Rosh Chodesh. And really, Ein Mugdam Muchah B'Torah, Rashi, in last week's Parsha, those of you who learned the Parsha know that Rashi said that what happened last, yesterday, happened after this. But the eighth day, Beyom HaShmini, is Rosh Chodesh, which really brings together Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Yom HaShmini, which is what we'll do this week, right? We're going to read about the mitzvah of making Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a special day which we count, we begin the calendar from. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rishonu Lachem L'Chodesh HaShana. It brings it together very nicely with the eighth day, Yom HaShmini. What I want to, though, focus on is the following idea. The Kamat HaMishkan is connected, as we just saw, to Chodesh Nisan. Either it's Aleph or Chet, but it's connected. And I would like to discuss very briefly what is the meaning of connecting the Mishkan to Nisan. I think the answer might be based upon understanding that perhaps we can connect the Mikdash not only to Nisan, but we can also connect it to Tishrei. Beit HaMikdash, in the day of Shlomo HaMelech, the Chanukah of the Beit HaMikdash was done in Chodesh Tishrei, over Chodesh Sukkot. So it doesn't seem really a coincidence anymore that the Chanukah of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is connected to these 2 months, Tishrei and Nisan. And if you look in the Midrash, by the way, in the Midrash, in this week's Parsha, Vayi B'Yom HaShmini, some Midrashim really take us to creation of the world, to Chodesh Tishrei. Vayi B'Yom HaShmini, the Midrash says, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom HaShini. The Midrash connects the language of this week's parasha to the language of creation of the world. And the Midrash also connects Vayi B'Yom HaShmini, and of course, B'Yom HaShmini, the eighth day to creation, right? Some people talk about the eighth day of creation. The 7 days, and the Mishkan is the eighth day. So there are some people that connect the building of the Mishkan and the Mikdash to creation, to Chodesh Tishrei. And yet, there are Midrashim and many Farshim that connect Vayi B'Yom HaShmini to Matan Torah, to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, to Chodesh Nisan, as we just proved now. There are 2 models, therefore, of how we connect the Mishkan and the Mikdash to different important historical events. Some connected to Briat Shemayim V'Aretz, and that might be the Mikdash, while the Mishkan is connected to Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. What's the main difference between these 2 months and these 2 Chagim? Both are celebrating Jewish festivals, important days, creation of the world, on one hand, and on the other, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The difference, I think the main difference is, but one difference is, Chodesh Tishrei symbolizes the month of creation, which has a meaning to the entire world. In Chodesh Tishrei, it is our Chagim, yes, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot. But as you know, there's a certain kind of an international feeling to these chagim. Creation of the world doesn't just affect the Jewish people, it affects the whole world. Chag Sukkot, as you all know, is the chag in which we focus on Umot HaOlam. We talk about how Nachon Yebet Har Beit Hashem Nachon, it'll be a Beit Mikdash for the entire world. The Navi, when he talks about Beit HaMikdash and Chag Sukkot, he talks about how the Beit HaMikdash will bring all the nations of the world. It's a universal message. Everyone will be coming to the Mikdash. However, Chodesh Nisan is at Mitzrayim, is where we focus on Am Yisrael. It's the Chag in which we talk more about our uniqueness, who we are, that Hashem Baruch Hu chose us, took us out of Egypt. And on that perspective, the Mishkan is our Beit Hashem. It's really a house in which Am Yisrael built in the Midbar for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It has no real meaning to Umot HaOlam, to nations of the world. It's something very unique and special to the Jewish people. There are two different sides to the Mishkan and the Mikdash. One is the Mishkan of Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan which is unique to the Jewish people. But there's another side to the Beit Mikdash, which one day we hope will be a bite for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for the entire world, not just for Am Yisrael. Chag Nisan versus Chag Tishrei, Chodesh Nisan versus Chodesh Tishrei are very different months, which symbolize two Rashei Shana, two beginnings of a year, but very different. One is a beginning of year more in a, I would like I said, a universal message, and one, Chodesh Nisan, which we're starting, which we're coming close to, is a month which we really is the beginning of the year of Am Yisrael. It's about the uniqueness of the Jewish people and not necessarily of the entire world. So there are two different ideas as if going on here, and I think that they come not only Rosh Hashanah versus Pesach, it's also the Mishkan versus the Mikdash. Boker Tov.